Okay, this is a dialogue with Dr. Chetna Kripalu. I'll be asking a question and she's going to respond to the question. The question is, what is the need for a daily routine? You've talked about that before. You mentioned that quite often. Could you explain that in some more detail as to why that's important? And what do you mean by daily routine?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have believed in a routine for a long time. But like everybody else, there was a period when I did not do it. And that's why I used to fall off the routine and, have to come back to whatever I was doing, whether it was exercise, whether it was eating right. You went on vacation, you fell off your routine, and you came back, after a while, and then you're not feeling good when you break off the routine. So what does routine mean? It means that whether you feel like it or not, whether you are comfortable or not, you just keep your routine of exercise, food habits, and meditation, no matter what. That's what the routine means. And so let's say in the morning, not every day do you feel like meditating. Not every day you feel like exercising. Not every day do you want to feel like eating right. So what happens then is when you go with your whims, then you go up and down with it, and then finally you see that you're not getting anywhere in the sense like your health is completely off, your mind is a mess, you're not exercising, and before you know it, you just are gaining so much weight, which causes physical problems and discomfort. So it's kind of like almost connected, one connected to each other. So with routines, what happens is you do it no matter what. You're not thinking about it. You don't give yourself a choice. It's almost like when you know that you have to go out and work, because you need to put food on the table for your family or for yourself. You never give yourself a choice.
So I have a question here. So there's a distinction between a maladaptive cyclical pattern versus an adaptive cyclical pattern. That's what it sounds like you're talking about. Could you clarify the difference between the two?
Exactly. So when you, let's say, get up in the morning, you get up at, do you want to go to work, for example, you have to be there at 8. So I have known people waking up at 7:30, 7:45, really get up from the bed and go to work. So what happens a lot of times when you do that, and you don't have a routine, for example? Remember, it depends on how you slept. Especially, I'm talking in more in terms of the state of the mind. So what happens is your state of the mind when you wake up is not always the same. And for most part, I think we're completely discombobulated, disoriented. All these thoughts come to your mind. What do I have to do during the day? I have this and this and this. And then tomorrow I have this. And then the next day and then the next day. So they come literally like charging at you. And so you start your day like that. You go to work. So what happens with the state of mind like that is everything which happens in your day is a big problem. And you do not address it the way it should be. And so you have literally, I have seen, have a bad day. And that's what makes a difference between having a good day and a bad day, because you're not mentally prepared to deal with what comes your way during the day. And so that is why it's kind of maladaptive to that extent. Mm-hmm. So what happens when you take time to actually get into a routine and do things? So let's say you get up, instead of 7:30, 7:45, you get up at 6:45, an hour before. So you take a little time, calm down your mind. Let's say you meditate, even if it's 5 minutes. I have a routine which I usually suggest people, where I do my 5 minutes of gratitude session, which really brings me in a higher vibration state because it's appreciation, a 5 minute meditation, and then just setting an intention for the day. So this 15-minute routine in itself is already, you've decided how you want your day to go, which is magnificent, which is perfect. I want my day to go fabulously well. So that is a difference when you don't and when you do.
Okay. Thank you very much.